Yeah, okay. I think we lost him. My gosh, I want to say goodbye to him and wish him, hopefully you hear him later on or maybe tomorrow. Very good. Man, since the Delaware repeater is linked in to Tim and Jason, so to get on there, all I got to do is link into Jim and Jason. So we're going to start doing that, I believe. Hopefully it'll be okay with Jason and Tim 1, I think. I might have those mixed up. It's either Tim 1 or 2. I can't remember what the last Tim said. That was a little confusing here, really. Trying to wake up, and you know how that goes. I'm retired as well. I've been retired, out of my day job, 22 years now, I guess. And out of my business I think I retired in 2018 of everything, and trying to enjoy being a full-time ham operator. Pay's not very good, so I wouldn't advise it. But you can have a lot of fun. And, you know, you're your own boss, more or less. So anyways, that's great, because I was told that the 600 here is tied into many repeaters. So, and I'm all about trying to make activity on T20 because it doesn't get the kind of thing, attention that it should. And it should get a lot of attention. In fact, I believe that it should get more attention to the 2-meter CB club and then the 440 stuff. So, but anyways, I don't want to tear them down too bad. It's not good to do. Try to be professional, you know. Anyways, good to hear you this morning, Pennsylvania. And I'd like to hear you again, and so we can bring in. Also, I got this rig on a TOT. I shouldn't have, but people get mad when I start timing everything. Their repeater's out, so I got to do something. I don't want to get on the bad side of people. I had enough of that back in the 90s when I was on my day job. Anyways, W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio. Stand by.